and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How valuable is a great idea? It can literally change your life. Now, how you get it across, how you get it across to others is quite another thing. It may be the difference, and get this now, it may be the difference in you doing it yourself with very little resources, or doing it and whatever your dream might be, or whatever your service or your product might be that you want to get into the hands of others. It may be you doing it with more people, more than you imagine, and with more resources than you thought you'd ever need. Our guests today, well, they're experts. They're at the top of their game when it comes to presentations. In December 2010, just after launching their business, Yancy Unequivocally, founder and president, and Corey Jim, founder and CEO of Empowered Presentations, that's an award-winning presentation design firm with clients all over the world. Well, they won the world's best presentation contest from SlideShare.net, sponsored by 3M. Now, I'm just going to set it up with that, okay? Just to let you know, the world's best presentation contest. So we're not hedging here. They are at the top of their game. Now, there's a whole lot of other stuff that we can share, and it's incredible stuff that we'll talk about, their background, where they're from. But we just pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is because we want to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to know that Christ can make all the difference in your life, whatever you're going through. If you've ever experienced a trial, you might be going through one right now. If you've ever experienced a challenge where you felt completely outmatched, and you thought, there's nowhere I can go. You felt hopeless, maybe even helpless, in complete despair. If that's you, or that ever has been you, or you feel like you're on the threshold of it, well, through Jesus Christ, you can find hope and love and strength. All you need to do is put your faith in Him. You know, He died on the cross for your sins and mine, and that of my guests. He was buried and He rose again on the third day, and the living Christ calls you today. Well, Yancy Unequivocally, she's an entrepreneur. She graduated with her BS degree in Management Information Systems, her MIS degree. She also has her MBA in Network Security, and her dear husband, Corey Jim, is also a local boy. He's a local boy, went to Kaiser High School, and he is a proud member of the United States Marines. He's served. He's been deployed. He's served our country. Well, they also have a son, Andrew. And what I'm doing is I'm just giving you a little background because we're going to go into a lot more depth, but I want you to meet them now. Yancy and Corey, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Thank you for having us today.
Thank you very much, Danny.
You know, I give a little bit about you, Corey, local boy, Kaiser High School, you know, Hawaii, local style, right? We want to know. But I'm looking at you, Yancy, and I'm thinking, okay, now, here you are. You know, you've lived in Hawaii a long time. I think you even lived in Waianae. So maybe if you lived in Waianae, you live, you know, that adds so much more. But Tell me where you grew up.
Originally, I'm from Mississippi. You can probably hear the accent. I get that a lot. I'm like, I'm a local girl. And they're like, no, you don't sound like a local girl. And then that's when I always say, well, I lived in Waianae for 3 years. So I think that entitles me to be a local girl. But when I moved here over 10 years ago, I always said I wanted to marry a local boy.
Okay.
And what I meant was, you know, the fire dancers at the PCC.
Yeah.
And didn't get my fire dancer, but I definitely got the local boy that I wanted. God has blessed me with Corey.
And what was it like for you? I mean, I read somewhere that, you know, you used to make like $100 a week or something. And you were driving around, I mean, or you were growing up around nice homes and all that. Tell us about it.
Well, growing up in Hawaii Kai, you kind of live a sheltered life outside of Hawaii Kai. I used to deliver newspapers, actually, with my father, who was a mailman at the time. We used to have a mail route and paper route together in the Portlock area. And so growing up in middle school, I used to deliver newspapers down and up and down Portlock. And that really inspired me to chase my dreams and obtain what's possible out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we look at someone and we look at, we talk about success. I mean, you achieve something that, you know, it's like, it's rarer than rare, okay, what you achieved. But there's always something beneath a person or a couple that sort of gives the drive, the power, the strength for them to achieve the things that they have. So take us back. Take us back, Yancy, to your when you were 16 years old. What happened that was very significant for you at that time?
Well, that's right on. You didn't even know at 16, probably. My father was diagnosed with lung cancer. And my mother became an alcoholic, and she took drugs with the alcohol. And I always thought, there's something else out there. I have to have faith. But this was B.C., before I became a Christian.
Okay.
And even before that, I remember going to church. My grandmother would bring me to a Baptist church. And then my neighbors would go to church every Sunday. They were LDS, so I would go to church with them. I didn't know
Latter-day Saint.
Latter-day Saint. Mm-hmm. And I would go to church, and then I got news that my dad was diagnosed with lung cancer and my mom couldn't handle the pain. And I just thought my world was ending. I didn't know what to do. And back then I wasn't 100% clear about Jesus Christ and who he was or what the Bible is. And, and I just kept going and I was praying. I didn't know who I was praying to. And I got emancipated at 16. So I was legally 21. And I got married young at that time to my first husband, and he got stationed here to Hawaii. So we were blessed to be able to come to Hawaii, and things just didn't work out.
Now explain the term emancipated.
Emancipated means that if you're under the age of 21, you can go to the court system and be legally 21. So why would a judge do that? Well, at that time, my dad, he finally had passed away after about a year and a half. He passed away, and my mom wasn't around to raise me at that age. So what else could I have done? And I wanted to work at a really good job. So there was casinos in Mississippi at that. When I lived in Mississippi, there was casinos, and I always wanted to work at a casino. And in order to do that, I had to have my liquor license. Even though I didn't serve liquor, I worked around it. So I got legally emancipated. So I was 21 at the age of 16 on paper.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't drink alcohol, but I could be around it. So I did that so I could work and better myself and be successful. At that time, at age 16, you might not know what success is, but working at a casino was pretty good at that age.
So you had to grow up.
Fast.
Fast.
Very fast. And with no guidance and just kind of, what do I do? And wake up one morning and, oh, my friends are doing this. Let's do this. Or let's go party. Or, no, I got to go to work. Or I always felt confused. I didn't know what to do. But now I know God had me. He was carrying me the whole time.
Yes. Well, even through that, So 16-year-old, but mm-hmm. it's like you're legally 21, right? Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you got married early, and then you ended up in Hawaii. How did that take place?
So we got stationed here in Hawaii, and he, as soon as we got here, probably within 6 months, he got deployed to Iraq. And I felt alone again, because here I am in Hawaii all alone. No, not many, you know, not a lot of friends. And my husband is in Iraq and just didn't have any guidance to go to church or any biblical foundation. So I just went to work and went to school and just stayed focused, just like I'd always done, because my mom told me, go to school, get a good job, make me proud. And so I did that, and I just kept, I don't know. I just wasn't clear. I just kept going. I knew I wanted to get a degree in something that so I could be successful.
So at least that helped keep you focused,
yeah.
engaged. But you were still struggling with loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you close to your dad?
I was. That was actually my stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back a little bit further. My real father left me when I was 2 years old. He left our whole family. So my stepfather raised us. So I call my stepfather, that's now passed away, he was actually my real dad because he raised me.
Right.
And he loved us and he was there for us. And but yeah, he was my stepfather.
Well, you know, what's happening is, as we talk, we're going to find out, I mean, as you're sharing. And I thank you for your graciousness, your generosity in sharing, because somebody is connecting with loneliness. Mm. Somebody's struggling with loneliness right now. Somebody could be surrounded by people all the time,
but still lonely.
And just have a gaping loneliness in their heart. And they don't know where to go. By you sharing that, it's strange. Mm. But they feel like they're not alone. Mm. Because somebody else understands. Mm. We're going to take a break now. But when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more from Yancey and from Corey. Because now what we have here is God has brought this couple together and he has repositioned them in such a way that he has propelled them, or you might even say catapulted them, to impact the lives of many, many people, businesses, business leaders, people who are aspiring to be elevated to higher levels of success, and strategically place them in such a way that they are speaking into people's lives at such a critical juncture in their career. But God has taken them out of places of loneliness, fears, brokenness, tears, and put them together. Did you get that? Because if you feel dislodged, if you feel pain, the Lord can put you together. He could put your life back together. That's why he sent Yancey and Corey here today. Stay with us. We'll be back with so much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, Yancy, unequivocally, she's been recognized by Pacific Business News for 40 Under 40, class of 2011, top 25 business who mean business of 2012, 20 for the next 20. I mean, this is the Hawaii Business Magazine, a plethora of recognition, really. And really, the top level here in the islands and the state, but things are going on even beyond that. She's the owner of a company, Empowered Presentations, but she's not doing it alone. She's with her dear husband, Corey Jim. And, you know, the world's best presentation. They won that contest from SlideShare.net, sponsored by 3M. And Corey is the founder and CEO of Empowered Presentations. Yancy is the founder and president. And they are a fantastic team. You know, what they do is they, well, you know what, they're going to tell us more about what they do. They'll do it a whole lot better. I want to get into the story of Corey. Because, Yancy, before our break, you were talking about, you know, coming to Hawaii from Mississippi, being emancipated. Really, you're 16, but you're legally like a 21-year-old. You were on your own. But you experienced loneliness after the death of your dad, and you come here married. Well, as you're hearing that, just to remind you, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. And if you're tuning in right now, you might be wondering, okay, I'm catching this now, but I want to get the rest of the show. Can I get that first segment? Not only the first segment, let me give you good news. You can get the whole thing at thegoodlifehawaii.org. It's downloadable for free 24/7. Better than that, though, share this with a family member or a friend who you know would gain a lot from hearing the story of Yancy and Corey. Corey, growing up, went to Kaiser High School, okay, somewhere I found, okay, and I mentioned in the earlier segment, but you decided to be a United States Marine. One day, what, some you're a teenager or something, somebody calls you, and then what happened after that?
Well, at that time, Danny, I was working part-time for Safeway in Waikai. And Safeway at that time was actually the last place I wanted to work, and they hired me, so I was very grateful. But I found myself a couple years down the road working at Safeway. I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't doing anything with my life. I wasn't going to college. And one day I got a call from a Marine recruiter. He woke me up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he basically laid it out on the table and said, "What are you doing with your life? What are you going to accomplish over the next 4 to 6 years?" And he had a pretty good point there, because I actually didn't know what I was doing. I didn't want to go to college.
Now, this is like a cold call?
Yeah, a cold call. And he was very convincing, and he got me out of bed at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I drove down to the recruiting station right off of Alamoana Boulevard, and I sat with him for a good hour or so. He pointed out, if you join the Marines, you'll be able to see the world and travel and learn a lot of good foundational tools for being an adult as well and being a good citizen of the United States. And you get to wear the cool uniform as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I wanted to wear the cool uniform and be the cool guy. So out of my class of about 200 or so students, I dragged another fellow friend of mine with me, and we were off to boot camp in a couple months.
I mean, it's like 7 o'clock call from a recruiter. Within just a few hours, you're signing up, right?
Correct.
And you said in a couple months, you're actually what? You go to San Diego for this?
Yeah, I went to San Diego for a boot camp. There's two boot camps, one in Parris Island and one in San Diego. But us being on the west side, San Diego is the one that Hawaii people go to.
So what was it like being a Marine?
It was the best and worst times of my life. I had so much fun learning all these military training. I grew up pretty much, boys, they like to shoot guns and build forts growing up in Hawaii. And I felt that I needed more. I needed to do more, I needed to be more, and I needed to stand out. And also the Marine recruiter pointed out a good segue is, if you ever were to go to combat, who would you want to be with out of all the four branches? And I said, I would want to be with the most highly trained special forces out there, so there's no really other option. So I joined the Marines.
When you say it was the best and the worst, tell us about that.
Well, in the military, they have this term called hurry up and wait. Mm-hmm. And I think half of my career was just waiting around, learning new things and gaining skills and learning my MOS, military occupational specialty. And when it came time to actually deploy, and when Iraq hit the fan in 2003, I only had a year left on my contract. And I figured at that very day where I went into my training, one of my commanding officers had briefed us earlier on that some of us would have to stay. And I was a reservist, active duty, and half would be activated and going forward to Iraq. And so he asked me at the time, I had the choice to stay or go because I had a 3-year-old son. And I said, sir, whatever you need me to do. And I said, okay, stand in this line. And we got our anthrax shots the same day. And that was the decision-making point in time. Or I could have stayed and just gone on about my daily business or living in Hawaii or go to war for my country, which I trained 5 years prior to do so.
And you went.
And I went.
Wow. I'm looking at you now, and I see warm smiles. You look at each other. There's a special endearment that you have. How did the Lord bring you together?
Well, prior to all this happening, I was previously married when I got deployed to Iraq. And then I did the first 9 months of the war, and I came back. And I went back into my JOB and found myself still doing the same old thing. I would progress up the ladder a little bit, but not accomplishing all that I could possibly do in my life. So I began seeking out other venues to... at the time, make more money. This is BC days. I wasn't really a hardcore Christian, but I wasn't following God.
BC days, meaning before you came to Christ, right?
Correct. I actually knew that Christ was with me during the whole 9 months in Iraq, because our job in the Marines was to take out the special targets, not the normal insurgents. We would have to hit the top 50 at the beginning of the war. There's a deck of cards, if anyone can remember that, with the top 50 people who were the most prized and most valuable captive. So that's what our duty was. And on our last mission, I remember a group of us, maybe 30, 40 Marines from Hawaii, we all stood in a circle and prayed to God that He watch over us and protect us and see through that we made it home in one piece without any injuries. And that last mission, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning when we got spun up or got ready to take out the last target. And come 5 in the morning when the sun was just breaking the horizon, 3 huge IEDs went off consecutively on the side of the road. That's improved explosive device. I'm pretty sure everyone's familiar with those. But there was a fourth one in a chain of 4 that didn't go off. And it was right next to our Humvees, which at that time had 0 armor. I know today there's heavily armored vehicles all over, and there's no such thing as zero armor Humvee. But when the war started, we had no armor, 0. And that last IED didn't explode. And that was a turning point where I just felt that had that gone off, I wouldn't be here on the radio today speaking to you. And that was a huge... I felt God there watching over us, protecting us.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it back safely. And none of us got injured.
You know, Corey, we have... in Hawaii, we have such a large population of military
mm-hmm.
and military families, military personnel. And I know I hear from, you know, we've had Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry. He's one of my co-hosts. And I know, you know, he's mentioned to me quite a lot about people being listening to our show and hearing that are connected with the military. And, you know, just you sharing about that and just you being here, just that's a whole nother dimension of God working in your life, but now through your life as you share your story. So when you came back, how did you guys meet?
Right. When we came back, this is still quite a few years later. I had been wanting to achieve so much only because of what I've achieved in the past. And I knew there was more to life than just doing the same old grind.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sought that out, I also lost focus of my family, which I had a wife at the time and a 3-year-old son. I lost focus. I would work the night shift and she would work the day shift. And from Monday through Friday, I would hardly see either my son or my wife, because I've been so focused on making money and getting promotions and what a lot of people try to do to provide for the family.
Mm-hmm.
But I had my priorities twisted. My priorities were business, business, and more business. Nowhere was God, family, or my spouse, or my son.
What kind of lessons did you learn from that?
Lessons I've learned was by always seeking after money or possession or material things is not the way to go. And that just leads to turmoil in my life and many others. I'm sure Yancy can explain that too.
You know, I'd like for you to share with us about, you know, you touched on it, mm-hmm. Corey. But I think we need to come to that that point of how you actually came to Christ,
mm-hmm.
you know, individually. And Yancy, if you would share that also. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's just go right into that. How did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ? Because somebody today is maybe swimming in that same upstream battle with the current against you, and you're thinking, man, I can never make enough. It seems like I never have enough. I earn it, and it's gone, and not enough. But where does it end? And where can I find peace? Where can I find fulfillment? Because I'm living my life. My life is passing me by. But what is this all about? You know, you seem to have experienced a life-changing experience with the Lord Jesus Christ that has reset you on a course of fulfillment, on a course of security and stability that's beyond dollars and cents, beyond career or platitudes, something deep in your heart. People are longing for that today. And as you're listening, Maybe that's you or someone very close to you. Stay with us. You're going to hear more from Yancey and Corey. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Empowered Presentations. Well, they have been recognized as winning the world's best presentation contest from SlideShare.net, sponsored by 3M. That, and along with other very, very significant recognitions nominated for Best in Business and Innovative Business with the Hawaii Business Magazine, and Best New Business finalists there with the Pacific Edge Magazine. Their company has also been written about on Forbes.com. They've helped many. Their clients are from all over the world. And yet, as leaders, business presenters, and those who help companies elevate their presentations in such a way that is cutting edge and on the very threshold of being continuously progressive, Yancey Unequivocally and Corey Jim are people. You know, you've heard the term still waters run deep. There's a lot more to them than meets the eye. And that's, I think that's where the substance comes from, that sort of internal fortitude, that infrastructure that resides within them, that enables them to connect with, relate with, and serve so many people. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guests today are the founders and the president and CEO of Empowered Presentations, Yancey Unequivocally and Corey Jim. If you're tuning in right now, they're telling their stories about what difference Christ has made in their life, and it is it keeps you on the edge of your seat, really. And to hear that and the rest of the show, you can certainly do so at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Our programs are downloadable for free. But I would even say this. As you're hearing them, you might think to yourself, I know somebody who needs to hear this story. Well, go ahead and send it to them. Facebook link, email link, you know how it goes. Get the word out, and you will be a presenter of hope to them as well. Well, Yancy, take us there. You know, we were talking about your relationship with Christ. How did you come to know Jesus?
When I moved to Hawaii, I was invited to a few churches all around the island. So I went to some Jesus Bible studies and how to get closer to Jesus. And I was enjoying going to the churches, but I still didn't get it, if you know what I mean. I didn't understand what I was doing and why I was doing it. But one day I was just like, it doesn't matter. Just do it. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, you need me. You've been lonely. You've gotten divorces. You've been very successful in business and real estate. You've been a leader, but your focus hasn't been me first. So he tests me every day. And I was learning that. I was going through seasons of tests, and I wasn't trying to pass or fail, but I just wanted to give him more glory. And every time you say they won the world's best presentation award, I always say we didn't win it. God won it. We give the glory to him, mm-hmm. because without him, we would have never won. And that brings me to how I met Corey. Without Corey, we would never won. So God brought us together. And I've been so blessed because of Corey, and God knew that, because he's everything that I'm not. And we just work so well together. And he's the one that introduced me to Christ.
Corey, you need to step in, brother. Tell me the story. What happened?
Well, I was invited to a church prior to getting divorced. And then all this turmoil happened, and we ended up separating, me and my ex-wife. We're on good terms today, mm-hmm. thanks to Jesus, mm-hmm. yeah. which allowed me to forgive myself as blaming myself as to why things went wrong in the first place. So I took a whole year of seeking out the Lord, and just Monday through Friday, I would just dive into the Bible and participate in all kinds of ministries, like web writing ministries, internet ministries.
Bringing Safeway donuts to the ministries.
Yeah. Men's ministries.
Those are good.
So I grew exponentially for an entire year. And as time progressed on, I would think everything's going well, and I'd get into a couple more bad relationships and seek the Lord again and get into another bad relationships. And the cycle repeats itself until you decide and choose that, why am I continuing to repeat the cycle, this vicious cycle? And that's when I just made a stand for myself and my son to just give it all to God.
And you were praying for
And I was praying for a entrepreneurial woman who would come by my side and encourage me and compliment me well, and a white girl at that too.
He wanted a white entrepreneur.
And well, you were very specific with your prayer, right?
That's right.
God seems to have answered your specific prayer.
Mm-hmm. God answers.
So how did it happen? How did you guys meet?
We were going through some real estate seminars, and he created all the PowerPoints for the seminar, and I was the presenter. And he came up to me, and originally he had wanted me to try to get his ex-wife into the real estate seminar. It was kind of invite your friends, and that was the community. And I said, okay, I'm going to invite your ex-wife. That's fine. I can help you. And that didn't happen because she wasn't entrepreneurial. So mm-hmm. we just became really good friends because he saw that I would help and try to help him, because he didn't make that much money in the seminar, but I was the presenter. So he looked at me and was like, oh, she's successful. I need to team up with her. So we became friends and business partners. So we started doing business together. And that was almost 4 years ago. Maybe less than 4 years ago. And just from there, we, through trials and tribulations and questioning why God, and why did he bring us together? Because we're so different, as you can see, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. not only in our personalities, but you can just look and tell we're different. And one day after we had been dating for a while and living together. So this is, we're living together, we're dating, and we heard a passage, a message at church two or three times about not being married and living together. And we knew, you know, that was a command and a commandment that was in the Bible that you shouldn't do that. And Monday morning, we looked at each other and I said, God's speaking to me, Corey, that we need to get married. And I've been married twice, and the husbands asked me to marry them. I never say, look, we need to get married for God. And his answer was, sign me up. And we literally called around to get married, and a pastor married us the next day at 12 o'clock because we knew we needed to get married for God. And people thought it was crazy, but we know we did it for that reason. And ever since then, see, before that, our life, it was great, but we weren't as successful. We weren't as passionate. We weren't just as happy. And all these great relationships started coming into our lives as soon as we got married for God. And that's why we started winning the World's Best Presentation Award, getting all these finalists and nominees and winning. And I've been so blessed with the stepson. I was like, I never want to have kids, Lord, please. I don't want to have kids. And I have a stepson, and he is just the best thing that's ever happened to me. And he sees us. He comes to church with us. We're teaching him servant leadership to come to church, and he helps with the parking and the tags. And thank you for allowing me to be your son's stepmom.
No. So the Lord brings you together.
Mm-hmm.
Both your lives, individually, you respond to Christ. And it really, Christ deals with people in the real imperfect picture of life, mm-hmm. right? We've all got fragments and, you know, spots here and there and all, you know. We need the Lord. He touches you, and now he's brought you together, different, but complementing each other. Mm-hmm. How did you guys come up with this business idea for Empowered Presentations?
So Corey's background, he used to do PowerPoints for the company I was working with, and he also did it for the military. He created the ABCs for his son in PowerPoint. It was so cute. And I saw a gift that he had. He's not a graphic designer, but his eye for visuals and to communicate stories through pictures, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, we hear about this contest from SlideShare. They've been doing it for over 5 years. Corey was like, I'm not good enough. I'm not going to enter. And I said, Corey, what's the worst that can happen? Just enter the contest. And I had to like fight with him to shake, not like, you know, argument fight, but just come on, Corey.
Yeah. Nudge him along.
Yeah. Like, enter this contest, dude. What's the worst that could mm-hmm. happen? Mm-hmm. And he goes, fine. What are we going to talk about? So we were looking at the other contest, cause you can upload the presentations for a whole month before it got judged. So you can look at other people's PowerPoints. And they were all talking about themselves or business or what's in it for them. And I said, what if we do something that can impact the world? You weren't allowed to do religion or politics, because of course I would have picked Jesus. Mm-hmm. So the next step was, well, why don't we do statistics on cigarette smoking, since my father died of lung cancer in my okay. arms at 16. So we found a lot of staggering statistics and just items that could change the world if you were a smoker or not, or had someone in the family that had lung cancer. And the visuals that went with the story were perfect. So he goes, I can do this. I'm going to enter the contest. So fast forward, as he uploaded the slides, and there was over 4,000 entries.
Whoa.
All over the world.
Whoa.
So Corey and I every day would talk, and he's like, I don't think we're going to win. I said, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So
we're
it's
gonna
done
win.
And it's uploaded.
It's uploaded. It's done. You cannot take it back. You can't okay. change it. It's done. And so it was a week before the contest was supposed to end. We didn't really know the exact date. So every morning he would go, we won. And I'm like, really? And he goes, no, it hasn't ended yet. So this went on every day. We won. Really? No, it hasn't ended yet. One morning though, he said the same thing. He goes, we won. And I could tell his energy had just shifted and his eyes just were like gleaming. And I said, we really did win. Are you kidding me? And he goes, no, we won the World's Best Presentation Award. And I was just...
You're talking 4,000...
4,000 entries all over the world. And And I made only one slide of the entire presentation. So actually, Corey won. He makes me look good. But he
put a team.
We're a team. I did the content and the storyboarding. He picked the visuals. Oh, yeah. And so I could not do it without him. And
I can't do it without Yancy.
There's no way.
So, okay, so now you win. And what happens after that? No, you become a winner. I mean, obviously that opens doors, right?
So many doors.
What happened?
We have just gotten clients that are unbelievable. And I thank God every day. I cannot believe I'm working with this person, or I can't believe I'm able to communicate this idea to the world, or I can't believe I can help this pastor share this message in a way that's never been done. It's just amazing. God is so amazing.
So you went from, you know, just
nothing,
unknown, right? Yeah. Unknown, a competitor. You're going to throw your name in the hat, so to speak, mm-hmm. right? And there's a big hat, 4,000 entries. So you throw it in there, and you win. Were you surprised?
Yes.
I was very surprised.
We both were. I kind of knew we were, maybe 90%, but we were still surprised.
So you knew that you had a chance.
Oh, yeah, because I see a gift. He's got a gift. He's amazing, and I knew we would at least get the top three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you won. Okay, now, was the company started after that?
Or? After.
Oh, it started after.
We didn't have a company. We were doing consulting on the side, mm-hmm. maybe one client here and there, but it was not a company. And because we weren't sure yet if this was something we could do as a, you know, a vital company that produces income and has a structure and a foundation of longevity. So I told Corey, if we win, I'm going to start a company because I'm the entrepreneurial one, right?
Okay.
So as soon as he won, I'm like, this is going to open up so many doors. We work with Harvard University, their master's program. HSTA is one of our clients here locally. The Humane Society, local entrepreneurs, national entrepreneurs, Carmangalo. I mean, the list just goes on.
Because the Lord
Pastor Elwin.
So the Lord used that as the door opener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about meeting Pastor Elwin is we can create visuals that go along with the Bible, and that's my personal mm-hmm. mission. We're going to create mini slide shows out of the Bible, because you know the Bible has a lot of text and not many pictures that you can relate to. So we want to bring story and visuals to the Bible, and no one's ever done that. So we're excited about that mission.
You know, we need to talk about now. You mentioned Pastor Elwin, New Hope Metro. It's mm-hmm. a new church plant,
yeah,
growing. Right there at the Aloha Tower mm-hmm. Marketplace. When we come back from our break, let's talk about how you guys got involved with New Hope Metro. I mean, you guys are, you know, we talk about church planting, right? And we talk about, okay, I go to this church, or I help this. But you guys are part of the core team. Mm-hmm. That says a lot. And I've been involved with church planting too, so that says a lot, and that you're there and who you are. Wow. Yancy Unequivocally and Corey Jim, the owners of Empowered Presentations, God has really opened up doors for them, surprised them in ways that they would have never imagined the connections that they have today. When we come back from our break, we'll talk with them further about their church plant, New Hope Metro, Pastor Elwin Ahu, the service that they have. Services that they have, and the service that Yancy and Corey are giving for the Lord there, using their gifts. Creative genius, indeed. And Yancy Unequivocally, how did she get that name? Where does it come from? There's a story behind that, too. It'll mean something to you, too, when you hear it. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you on.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Yancy Unequivocally and Corey Jim. They are the founders. Yancy is the founder and president. Corey is the founder and CEO of Empowered Presentations. I mean, they had one of those moments, you know, what people dream about, they think about, they wish they had. Well, they entered a contest, 4,000 other entries, it's a slide presentation, and 4,000 people from around the world, they upload this presentation, and day after day after day, finally they find they won. And all of a sudden, after winning, doors fly open. Harvard University, the master's program there, HSTA here in Hawaii, and just so many others. I mean, they're just throwing out a couple names, but there are clients that have come. They had to start a business, Empowered Presentations, to service the clients that were now pouring in, and they continue to do that today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, with my featured guests, Yancy Unequivocally and Corey Jim. They're here with me. I want to encourage you to really get this program and send it to somebody who is kind of in a moment of being dislodged in their life. They're kind of like limu, you know, on the bottom of the ocean. Their faith is like wavering to and fro, depending on how things go. They don't have a whole lot of stability, a real anchor in their life right now. But that anchor can be Christ, as Christ has made a difference in Corey and Yancy's life. Now, you guys are involved with a church planting ministry. Tell us about that.
It's New Hope Metro,
mm-hmm.
and our launch date was January 22nd of 2012. I was like, wait, yes, this year. Wasn't that long ago?
just started, right?
The great thing is we started with less than 15 core members. We were just on the second floor at the Aloha Tower, and we were doing private meetings with Elwin and a few other leaders for a couple of weeks, and we decided on a launch date. And we went from about just the pre-launch of about 200 to 300 people. And on January 22nd, our launch, we had over 1,200 people
Whoa.
At our service.
Whoa.
And it was amazing because we had a lot of food that chefs had brought and volunteers had brought, but they only were expecting 400 to 500. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine they only prepared for that many. And we even had extra to feed the homeless. So just like in the Bible with the bread and the fish, it happened. The Lord was just providing nurturing food for everyone that came. And it was very amazing that day.
So you experienced like a miracle of feeding, the food multiplying.
Yes. We did.
Now, who says those miracles are only for on the pages of Scripture? Well, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, right? And Christ is alive. And he's still doing miracles in people's lives today.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Gosh, I mean, and he's done miracles in your life. How is God using you specifically, you know, with Pastor Elwin and the ministry of New Hope Metro?
Corey and I do a lot for New Hope Metro. We've been blessed to be able to serve a New Hope Metro. We created a very visual website. So if you want to see the website we created, it's www.newhopemetro.com. And we decided that we just wanted to make it pictures and visuals because that's how you relate to other people, not just text and content, but relatable stories. I call it spiritual media instead of social media. We are able to connect through Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media through spiritual media. And I'm working on developing a class for New Hope Metro on spiritual media, how to share your testimonial online through spiritual media. And Corey does all the slides the day of the service. So all the, as Pastor Elwin is speaking, the visuals, the PowerPoint slides that go with his story. We do the email setup, the creative, the branding, the flyers, the banners. I know we do a lot more. Can you add to that, Corey, for Metro?
Social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Talk to us about the power of that, social media.
Social media is...
Spiritual media.
Spiritual media. allows you to connect with people that you don't even know is viewing your messages and listening to your testimonies and tuning in online and showing up at church. And you have no idea. You cannot even comprehend how much people and lives you touch without even saying a word. It's remarkable.
Just by checking in, all of our friends, I have over 3,000 friends on Facebook, so they see my obedience to God. And every Sunday, I'm checking in. I'm going to Bible study at 6:30 in the morning with Pastor Elwin. I'm so obedient, and my friends get to see that. They might not change, you know, the day of, but they're seeing that consistency in our patterns, and they're starting to realize Yancey and Corey, they may have something that I don't have.
In the next few days, you will hear more inspirational stories of hope and life, like Yancey and Corey's of Empowered Presentations. Find out more at empoweredpresentations.com. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Yancey Unequivocally and Corey Jim of Empowered Presentations at empoweredpresentations.com. Until the next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave